because of the COVID period, an announcement by the Melbourne Racing Club yesterday, which I think was very well received from all of its members. It's been a tough time for all the race clubs and the members who haven't been able to get to the track after paying their membership fees, and that the MRC announcing yesterday that they will extend the season through until the end of September with the hope that some members can come back to the track. And Josh Blanksby is the CEO of the Melbourne Racing Club, joins us now. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Has this been something that you've been thinking of doing for a while, because it's such a time for the members of uncertainty in, as to when they can return?
Yeah, that's right, Michael. It's sort of something we put our mind to sort of straight away once we sort of had to shut gates from sort of mid-March and All-Star Mile Day, and, you know, really trying to work out how we can give value back to our members. And look, we've tried to do that during this year with some of the initiatives we've done with our sort of MRC hamper and a super box, delivering sort of the race day experience to home and generating extra content. So we've been trying to remain really engaged with our members, and you know, they're the lifeblood of our club, and we really thank their loyalty and support. And you know, we thought this decision, it's very, very uncertain times. You know, restrictions are lifting, and, you know, we're starting to see that. So we thought, you know, look, let's extend the membership this season free of charge, you know, to 30 September. So not require a member to have to make a difficult choice at this time. You know, they'll have a lot of other issues going on, and we felt that, you know, they've been long-time members of us, and we want to keep them as members. So extend the membership, and hopefully there's a bit more sort of future that we can sort of plan for the spring by the time we actually ask them to renew their membership.
Well, it's a smart move, isn't it? Because if you're asking members to renew now, it's hard to sell them on buying a new membership, because we don't actually know. But by the end of September, we'll have a greater clarity, and hopefully the expectation is we may have crowds back to the track. Is that what, after we spoke to Peter Berlandis yesterday in New South Wales, he's aiming to get owners back as soon as within the next week. The plans from all the Metro Race Clubs and Racing Victoria, is that the timeline that you guys are working towards in July, September, for not just owners but crowds as well back in some capacity?
Yeah, that's right, Michael. A lot of work is going on at the moment to sort of make sure that we can deliver people back into the racetrack safely and you know, with protocol. So a lot of work going on. But yeah, we thought this decision that, you know, if members are welcome back before 30 September, then their current membership will work for them. So that will absolutely be fine. We have asked members that if they would like to make a voluntary payment now to renew their membership for 2021, you know, they can. And we've done that at a discounted rate of $249. And look, it's been really pleasing to see a number of members who are doing that and contacting the club saying, look, this is a great gesture you're doing, but I want to renew my membership because, you know, I want to see the club thrive and survive. So it's been a good process. And look, hopefully we are welcoming people back on the race course sooner rather than later.
How important are those memberships? What type of revenue would the MRC gain from those memberships?
Oh, it's in the millions of dollars, Michael, from those memberships. You know, we've got 15,000 members, and you can do the maths pretty quickly on the membership fee. So, you know, it's a material revenue stream for us. However, we felt that, you know, extending the membership now just for those couple of months was important. The last thing we want to do is force a member to make a decision and realise there are other things that are more important in life right now that people are going through, and therefore we just want to take one thing away from them they didn't have to make that decision on. And it's not just the membership fees that's so important for clubs and members. It's their attendance. It's when they come to course and book in our restaurants and come to our bars and obviously on course wagering and these things. So it's not just the membership fee which is so valuable. So again, just extending that, we think just gives everybody some time. It means that, you know, hopefully we can go to our members with, you know, appropriate packages and fees on what they can actually come along and enjoy this season.
We spoke also with Peter Berlandis yesterday about the return to normality for the prize money levels, especially the big feature races throughout the Spring Carnival. Now, Racing Victoria is saying that they will make an announcement and a determination on prize money towards the end of June. As the boss of the MRC, are you confident that prize money levels for your features, such as the Caulfield Cup, the Caulfield Guineas, 1000 Guineas, those races will be back to normal, or will there be a hit, do you think?
Yeah, look, you know, that's to be seen as we work through that. And, you know, credit to Racing New South Wales with their announcement, you know, bringing prize money levels back to pre-COVID, you know, is a credit to them. And we'll work with Racing Victoria on what that looks like. I think it's important to realise that, you know, New South Wales's peak racing period was the championships in April, and you know, they made a pretty quick decision to cut prize money there by 50%. So, you know, they would have saved, you know, upwards of $10 million in that respect. So, you know, they made that hard decision back in April, and that's probably allowed them to, you know, be able to sort of continue things through here. The Victorian industry, you know, we got through our peak summer and autumn period, you know, the All-Star Mile still went at $5 million. And so we haven't had to make those decisions around the bigger race days, and now we do. So obviously nobody wants to cut prize money, but, you know, it may be a reality just considering the financial position of the clubs and the industry overall.
And while turnover has been strong, there is a difference in the revenue streams from Victoria to New South Wales, with a disparity in the point of consumption tax returns and also the returns from the joint venture, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, every racing industry is facing different challenges, but obviously, you know, New South Wales have retail back open. You know, they opened up again on 1st of June with their venues and their retail, and there's no sort of sign yet when that might occur in Victoria. So we are probably a little bit behind in terms of restrictions being lifting, and therefore decisions probably can't be made as yet. And I know that's frustrating for people, and certainly frustrating when you run a club that you want to welcome people back. So a few different things that probably need to be mapped out before, you know, Racing Victoria and the clubs can make that decision on future prize money.
There's been a lot of discussion about your proposal for the Spring Carnival changes, I believe. Official submissions are being put in today by TROA and also the Australian Trainers Association. There's been some pretty firm comments, especially from Jonathan Munns from TROA. What was your reaction to those comments and the general feeling from those groups about the proposal?
Yeah, look, I read Jonathan's comments, and he's absolutely entitled to make those comments. He runs an organisation of owners, and, you know, we understand his position. I mean, what I will say is that, you know, these decisions we are putting up, and it's not just the MRC's proposal. You know, every club's been consulted and working through it. The only reason we'd want to be doing this is because we think it's better for racing. You know, we think there's more chance of a crowd. You know, we've consulted with every wagering operator who believe that having fresh air, you know, will help us as a sport, you know, the media exposure and so on. And I think it's important to recognise that, you know, last spring, I think our club was pretty criticised. We were very transparent with our numbers and sort of came out and said that we did see a decline in wagering. And, you know, and we were seeing that across the whole industry. You know, that will in the end impact prize money, which is what owners race for. So I think that's got to be taken into account. I think at the moment people are sort of saying, oh, we're being radical and looking for these changes. These are something we thought through. You know, we think it is for the benefit of the long-term industry. And I think sometimes you just got to remember where we were sort of pre-COVID. You know, the industry was sort of off 10, 11% on wagering turnover. And in the end, that will affect prize money.
With the way it's playing out, the discussions you've had from the major shareholders, do you think it's more or less likely that we will have changes this Spring Carnival?
Oh, you've asked me that a few times, Michael.
I don't know.
We feel like we put our best foot forward. Again, it's not just our proposal. There are some great work being done by, you know, RVL management on their views and putting together a program, and credit to them. And now the program's out, and there's been varied views. You know, some people think there's some great pathways. Others think, you know, we're crazy to try it. But what I will say is, again, you know, this is a year when you can try a few things. And every other sport is changing. I mean, NRL and AFL are changing rules, you know, to sort of get through these type of things and looking at all sorts of their programs. State of Origin's been moved back to November. You know, the AFL Grand Final's looking back and looking for the first time as a nighttime one. So these are major sports that are trying and changing things. So I don't think it's that far-fetched to actually consider this.
Do you think that there should be more talk if it doesn't change this year, and it may be a case of it was, you know, too little time, that the pattern review is occurring at Racing Australia's level, that maybe we should be looking for more permanent changes or alterations as to the Spring Carnival flow and pattern? Is that something that may come out of this discussion, if nothing else?
Oh, look, I'd hope so, Michael. I mean, you need to keep tinkering and keep looking at things and keep trying to innovate, and I think we should be doing that every year, regardless of coronavirus. I think coronavirus is just giving us a very, very unique opportunity for all sports and all businesses to look at their business models and see if there's a way to do it better. So, look, I still hope the change comes. I still hope Racing Victoria approve this and you know, we trial it. But if they don't, then, you know, we'll certainly keep pressing and trying to find ways to do things better.
And one last question, just on the Everest this year, the decision was made for MRC not to to renew its slot. What was the reasoning behind that decision?
So that was done a few months back, Michael. In discussions with the ATC, we were still sort of keen to buy their slot. In the end, it became a financial decision for them. And, you know, we were never there for the financial reasons. We were there because we thought it was a great cross-promotional opportunity. It made sense with Caulfield Cup and Everest on the same day. The Sklarchi sort of into the Caulfield Cup, into the Everest, I should say. So we were never going to be the highest bidder. And in the end, the ATC, I think, got Bon Ho to put in much more money than we would have. Mm. But it would be interesting now if we had the Everest slot and we're trying to move the Caulfield Cup. So, I don't know how we would have played that, but we would have found a way through it.
Just for the listeners out there, a lot of them MRC members and those who may want to become MRC members, what's the pricing and the best way to go about getting a membership, Josh?
Yeah, great, Michael. If you just jump onto mrc.racing.com, you'll see our membership there. It's $249 to become a member at the moment. So, you know, all our members would have received an email yesterday asking, you know, confirming the extension of their membership, so they don't need to do anything. They'll continue to be a member of the Melbourne Racing Club. If they'd like to make a voluntary renewal payment, we'd welcome that. But and hopefully we can welcome members back sooner rather than later.
Good on you, Josh. And when are we expecting to get an announcement? Is it end of this week or early next week, on the possible change of the programming?
Yeah, I hope so. I think we've all been talking about it long enough now. So, hopefully this week or early next week.
If nothing else, you've given us great content anyway, Josh, so we appreciate that.
Happy to help, mate. Happy to help.
Josh Blanksby, the CEO of the MRC. Acute